Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Do not let the internet rush you. Let's go. So in the wonderful world of the internet, I feel like a lot of people do not show you the journey, only the destination. They'll show you that they did this. They'll never tell you how much it took to actually get to where they are. And I feel like if a lot of people shared their journeys, shared their ups and their downs, not just their wins, but their L's as well, I feel like a lot of us will be more encouraged and less discouraged. I know I can't be the only person that comes online and sometimes feels discouraged. I can only take the internet in small doses. Even me, who I feel like is mentally strong, there's a limit. I have my limits. And especially if I go online and I'm procrastinating in my real life, when I know I'm supposed to be doing something, instead of doing it, instead of actually doing the work, I'm online watching someone else do what they need to do. But I feel like we have a duty to each other, not to just be like, oh my God, bought my house, and not even tell people like how to get it. You know what I mean? So I feel like us as internet users, as social media users, we need to know that there's a time for everything, and do not compare your chapter 6 to somebody else's chapter 26. You're not the same. So I want to share with you guys a post that I wrote last year, and I don't even know where it came from. Sometimes when I'm on my Instagram, things just come to me. I just post a picture and I'm like, actually, I've got something to say and I want to say it to you guys. So if you follow me on Instagram, make sure you always read my captions like I know most of you do. But I wrote this last year and this is what I wrote. I'm going to put it right here and I'm going to read it. I remember a few years ago, probably just after I graduated university, my sister started traveling to really cool places and she would always ask me if I wanted to come, but I could not. I never could because I was so broke. Like, broker than broke. Like, I don't even have £30 in my account, kind of broke. Like, I keep having to borrow money from my mum, kind of broke. And the thought of being able to travel anywhere just seemed like the most impossible dream for my life. Like, what does it even feel like to travel the world? How do you even organize a trip? Every time she asked, I would just laugh and say, no, I can't. I always kept this hope that one day I will. And I told myself, this isn't my time right now, but it will come. Let me continue to stay focused on what I'm doing. There's no rush. Fast forward 6 or 7 years, I get to travel whenever and wherever I want to because I hustled long enough to afford that luxury. There's nowhere in the world I can't travel to right now if I wanted to. And I say that with the most gratitude because it felt so far off for so long. I guess I'm writing all of this to say, trust the timing of your life. I know it can be hard to scroll through Instagram and watch everyone living their best life and you just feel so discouraged because you never think that could be you. Brackets, trust me, I have other areas in my life where I feel the exact same way. Folks on social media make it look so easy, but trust me, everyone has a story and we are not all on the same page. Somebody's chapter 6 could be your chapter 16. Trust the timing of your life, guys, and stay focused on your goals. There are things I prayed for years ago that are only happening for me now, and there are also things I'm praying for now that won't happen for another 5 years, but I'm okay with that and I comfort myself with these words. Where I am right now is exactly where I need to be. Be encouraged. So I wrote that basically to encourage people that where I am now isn't where I've always been. Me not being able to travel because I was so broke, I felt useless. I felt like, I felt stuck. I felt like, am I always going to be in this position? Am I always not going to be able to afford the things I want to afford? Now I'm actually living in that place of, yes, I can travel wherever I want. I can buy what I like and it's great. And if you notice at the bottom, I wrote, I know it can be hard to scroll through Instagram and watch everyone living their best life and you just feel so discouraged because you never think that could ever be you. Trust me, I have other areas in my life where I feel the exact same way. So I remember exactly what I was talking about when I mentioned that thing. And that thing was to have a good godly relationship. And at that point, which was only last year, it felt impossible. It felt like this is not going to happen for me. And I even wrote at the end, there's things I'm praying for now that may not happen for another 5 years. And lo and behold, here I am in my answered prayer. So trust the timing of your life, because you just never know when it will be your time. And the beautiful thing about having the very thing that you prayed for is that the distant memory of the pain and the loneliness and the fears and anxiety, I don't feel that pain anymore. All I feel is the joy of what I have right now. So I encourage those of you who may be waiting on an opportunity, a job, a career, something that you're hoping for, I want to encourage you guys to be patient and get excited now, like you already have the thing that you want. Feel that joy, because that joy is going to produce expectancy, and the expectancy is going to produce the thing that you want. And I just want you guys to know that things take time, okay? Your dreams, your goals, your vision, these are all 5-star meals. They are not pot noodles. Things worth having take time, and you don't want anything before it's time, because it will make you sick. You want your vision, your dream, the thing that you're hoping for, you want it to be cooked thoroughly, not half cooked. You know, sometimes we put something in the oven and we're so freaking hungry that we keep checking every 5 minutes, is it cooked, and some greedy people will literally take it out half cooked and eat because they're so hungry. That's why you can't be in a place of desperation when you are hoping and desiring the things that you want. And so I quickly want to talk to you guys about contentment, because I will say this, using relationships as an example. When I was single, I wanted to be in a relationship. Now I'm in a relationship, I want to be married. Even though I know that it's coming, I'm very, very, very impatient. I want it like yesterday. And this process is really teaching me patience. And it also reminds me of the fact that I have struggled, and I do struggle with being content. Because it's like, okay, when you're single, you want a relationship. Now you got a relationship, now you want to be married. So when you're married, now you're going to want to have children. When you have children, you're going to want to do what? It's like, when will it end? Like, when will you finally be satisfied? When will you finally be okay? The problem with wanting something else is it robs you of this present moment. Some of the time, I just got to remind myself to be present. Like, be present. I so badly want to be engaged. I so badly want a ring on my finger. I can't look at like marriage videos. Like, it makes me jealous. It really does. It makes me like, oh, I want that now. And I think that's like part of the destructive force of the internet, is that you are constantly in your face, you have the thing that you want. And the reason being is because you follow people that are aspirational, you follow people that you actually want to be like, you want to emulate. The problem with that is it's like the bar sets so high and you feel like you can't ever get to that place. And so because you don't feel like you can get to that place, you start to feel discouraged. But the reality is, if you cannot be happy now, then when will you be happy? And I feel like people refuse to be content because they confuse contentment with complacency. They feel like if I get to a place of contentment, of satisfaction, you feel like you won't want to strive to get to what you want. You're confusing contentment with acceptance. You cannot be where you want to be right now and still be content. Like, I'm not who I want to be, but I'm content. And I'm content because I'm able to look back and see how far I've come. And it's like, if you're not grateful for the processes of your life, and you never will be happy when you get to destination, because you're basically disregarding the journey and just focusing on the future. And it's like, when will you ever live in the now if you're always running? When will you ever get to a place where I'm enjoying where I am? And so for me, I've decided within myself to be content as a girl. I'm gonna get engaged. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm gonna get engaged. However, I wanna get engaged today. And that's not reality. That's not the reality of my situation. I am having to enjoy this stage of girlfriend, because when I get engaged, there's going to be a pressure of the wedding, blah 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 blah, and I have to keep telling myself to enjoy where you are at. And when you get to a place of enjoying where you are at, you'll be able to celebrate others being where they're at, and don't feel like you're in competition with them. We're not the same. Like, social media puts us in competition with people that aren't even going where we're going. So the difference between contentment and complacency is, complacency is a dead end. Complacency says, this is it. Contentment, on the other hand, is the birthplace of everything great. Not only do you work harder, but you have peace while you're working. A lot of us are working hard and we're stressed out. We are stressed while we're working. We're not happy while we're working. And that's a miserable existence because life is still happening regardless. Right? Life is still happening regardless of if you've got what you want in this life. And that lack of contentment does make you a very self-centered person because you can't even think about other people because you're so consumed with yourself, where you want to get to, your ambition. And because you're not happy, you're making other people's life a misery. It's like when you're so unsatisfied, you start to strive in life and you'll never be at peace. Though you think that striving will bring happiness, it's really not the case. Contentment is a start and the posture of your soul. It's the beginning place of everything wonderful. If you can learn to be content, you'll be successful and you'll be happy. You won't have one without the other. But let's be honest, social media drives discontentment, and it's only because we use other people's lives as a measure to measure where we are at. And it's like subconsciously we all do it, so I can't even judge you. But let me bring you some perspective into it. So let's say you go on YouTube or Instagram, whatever your preferred choice is, and you see a beautiful woman with a handsome husband, two gorgeous kids in a beautiful house with a successful business. Everything looks amazing. But what you don't see is a trail of 3 miscarriages, 2 divorces, bankruptcy, tears, pain, losses. All you see is the end result. Now, because you don't see the journey and you only see the end result, you think you're going to get to where they're at and you desire what they have and you think you're going to get there plain sailing. And so you think you can just copy and paste somebody else's life onto yours. You think shouting amen, I claim it, that is actually going to be yours. And one of the most bane of my entire existence these days, and I'll never ever comment on them, is when people say this week God's gonna show up and gonna give you a blessing.
This year God's gonna give you that dream house. This year, rah, 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 rah.
And it's just like, bruh, how do they even know that? And just because you try amen doesn't make it true. This is not wish upon a star. This is reality, okay? And let me remind you, let no guru lie to you. Real life is hard. There's ups, there's downs, there's unexpected, unexplainable things that happen in life. Let's take Vanessa Bryant for instance. 2 months ago, she had on the outside what looks like everything. A month later, you saw what happened. I don't think she could have imagined that that would be her life. I don't think she could have imagined that this would be her new normal. So I say all of that to say you that be realistic about life. Life is hard. Like, life is not a walk in the park. Even the people that look like they have everything are struggling, but they'll never tell you. So what you end up doing is you end up racing and competing to get to where they're at, thinking that it will make you happy, and it doesn't. It won't. You have to be content and happy with your everyday life, every single thing. And this is what you have to do. You have to practice gratitude. You have to wake up every morning and say, thank you Jesus, I have a roof over my head, I have food in my fridge, I have heating, I have friends, I have family. You have to thank God for the little things in this life. Life is not guaranteed to be smooth. Life for most people is very difficult. It's high highs and low lows, right? So do not be deceived by what you see online, because most of it is smoke. No, all of it is smoke and mirrors. I will say all of it is smoke and mirrors. Unless you're following someone around every minute of every single day, then you can say this life is real. None of y'all follow me around every single day. None of you guys know the reality of my life. None of you guys know the reality of any celebrity's life. So you can only just imagine. And so I guess I want to encourage you guys to be patient. I think a lot of us underestimate how much time we actually spend waiting in this life, waiting on the things that we're hoping for. Life takes incredible patience. The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. You have to wait. You have to be patient. I feel like a lot of people online make everything seem so easy. Like, oh my God, just like bought my first house, bought a new car, started my business, making 6 figures. And it's like, okay, and how did you do that? and how long it takes to do that. And then they'll create some video with basically 20% of what they actually did to get there, because nobody really wants to tell you what they had to do. Nobody really wants to tell you about the sleepless nights. Nobody really wants to tell you about the investment that they got. No one really wants to be honest. Let me just leave it as that. And I feel like a lot of people online sell you dreams, and you buy the lie and you eat it up and you get sad. It doesn't work for you. And the reason it doesn't work for you is because it doesn't work. It's not realistic. What they're sharing with you doesn't work because it's not realistic, okay? People only want to share with you their wins and never their L's. And a lot of people nowadays only want to do things so that they can say that they've done it. And it's like some people will see everyone doing stuff or doing bits, and because you feel left out, because social media is kind of like a high school, you are running to go and do something, you're making bad financial decisions, you are treating the people in your life badly, you're just not a nice person to be around, but you want to do things so that you can say that you did it. And for what? For a few likes on a social media post, for a few retweets on Twitter. And then what happens after that? What happens when someone likes the picture or retweets and keeps on scrolling, and then before you know it, they come across something else that someone else has done, and they're completely forgot about you? And then the next day you see someone on the street and they're like, oh my god, I saw what you did, that is so sick, oh my god, well done. And they say the famous words, what's next? But nothing's next, because that was it. That's all you wanted. That's all you wanted was the affirmation from others. You just wanted to do it to say that you did it, and that is a pretty shit way to live. I tell you that for free. And the thing is, you'll never be happy. Why? Because nobody cares as much as you think that they do. And you know why you'll never be happy? Because you are adamant that followers, likes, accomplishments, success will all make you happy. It all comes down to, this will make me happy. And it won't. And it hasn't. And it never will. And for one reason only, novelty. That high, that success will wear off quicker than your lip gloss at dinner. It'll be gone. Constantly chasing newness will never satisfy you. And don't get me wrong, success is great if it has a purpose. Accomplishments are great as long as they have a purpose. Think about it like this. A gold medal or a gold trophy is great for aesthetics, right? But you didn't win the trophy for aesthetics. What that trophy means to you, what that trophy means to your family, is more than the aesthetic of it. This is a thing that makes the gold medal more attractive, not the aesthetics or the fact that you have a gold medal. What does this medal mean to you, to your future, to your family? The purpose, the meaning behind the thing that you desire. And like, let me tell you, if what you're doing now does not have any meaning behind it, and you're just doing it for accolades, just doing it for clout, you are going to be one of the most miserable people on this earth. I'm telling you. And so we are not chasing this image or this mirage that is empty. And so I could go on and on and on, but I guess the takeaway is, do not let the internet rush you. Do not let the internet deceive you. Do not let the internet lie to you. Run your own race, stay in your own lane, be content where you are. Enjoy this moment right now, because you'll never get it back. You'll never get this moment back. You'll never get the time spent with your loved ones back. You'll never get these experiences back. Stop living in the future. Live now. Every day is now, now, now. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. The only thing that we have right now is now, and how you focus on that and how you deal with that is the only thing that really matters. And I want to encourage you guys to make sure that you're winning in real life and not just on Instagram. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.